Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And Adam Gilchrist joins us every morning. We're going to start in Belgium this morning with a COVID crisis on the hands. One in three people testing positive.
Morning, Lassie. Yes, one in three, certainly in some parts of Belgium. The city of Liège is being held up as one particular example. Now, we know about the second wave. This has been mentioned many times. We know that Europe is in trouble with all these various lockdowns and curfews in any number of countries. But in Belgium, this is really stark because the idea that testing people and a third of them have the coronavirus, put that hand in hand with a new report telling us that if you do get immunity to the coronavirus, it might only last a few months. So this thing is not just on second waves, it's on multiple waves. And then within Liège itself, the order has gone out that if doctors contract the coronavirus, they should carry on working. They are worried that their hospitals and surgeries and GPs units could be overwhelmed within days if doctors begin to fall by the wayside, even if it's just to self-isolate. So 10 hospitals in Belgium have now already requested that if staff test positive, please turn up for work anyway. Oh boy, I mean, that really is a severe crisis.
That is worrying.
What we know about the effects. Yeah, absolutely.
The WHO classifying Europe now the epicenter of the COVID crisis. But we move on. And boycotting French goods. A number of Arab nations have escalated the row that you spoke to us about last week.
Yeah, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, they are basically boycotting some French goods. I remember America doing this at one stage. Does it make an enormous difference? Well, it makes a difference, certainly, and to individual companies. If they're not eating brie or buying champagne, I think in America's case, they decided to rename French fries Freedom Fries, which is one of those odd things. In this particular instance, it's about this very heady row about how France has an attitude towards Islam that many feel uncomfortable with, including within France, I have to say, that, for instance, in the last few days, a number of mosques have been closed, a number of associations have been closed because of supposed links with more extreme branches of the religion. And Emmanuel Macron is no nonsense about this. He's absolutely saying that they will crack down. They want social media companies to do more. We know about the Turkish insult, but back has come this boycotting of French goods, and indeed in Saudi Arabia, the boycotting of a retailer, Carrefour, one of France's big supermarkets. So there's no end in sight because I can't see Emmanuel Macron backing down over this.
I must admit you, I am a fan of airline food. It's one of my, it's one of my little tics that I enjoy being served on a little tray with your little compartments and your little foods and your little plastic knife and fork. I enjoy that. And Finnair has come up with a new airline meal deal.
Yeah, you are not alone in that. My wife was very excited when I mentioned this story to her. She loves the same thing, the little compartments. And they used to be even better than that, you know, when you have everything on the same tray. This isn't quite the everything on the same tray airline meal, but Finnair, Finland's national airline, has, like most airlines, got a problem because they're not flying terribly many people, terribly many places. So to save their catering hub, they've decided to start selling some of the airline food in supermarkets. And supermarkets have leapt at the chance in Helsinki and beyond. And to be honest, they're selling the slightly better class, more luxury business class. So I haven't been in business class myself, but I imagine it's like the other stuff, only just slightly better. And they are selling that in various supermarkets around Helsinki. And according to one supermarket owner, it's one of the best-selling products in our store. Just like that. People love airline food. I mean,
I would buy. I would buy because it feel like because you don't feel like you're overeating if you're eating it in little small little bites and small little compartments.
No.
And finally, something I've been wanting to talk about, no vaccine for Santa. And US say that Santa Claus or Father Christmas or Kris Kringle won't be getting any preferential treatment this year.
No, they did have this plan that especially all of those Santa performers, the ones who help Santa out, In December, and indeed Mrs. Claus and the elves and the reindeer, all those, they were going to be part of the so-called frontline worker category in America because there was going to be an ad campaign which would feature them and would spread the word about, you know, if and when there's a vaccine. There is a bit of if and when to this, of course, because there isn't actually a vaccine yet. But the if and when was that, yeah, they would all get the vaccine straight up, along with medics and police and etc. But Rick Irwin, chairman of the Fraternal Order of Real Bearded Santas, says the news that they are not going to get this vaccine, that they are not therefore included in the frontline package, is extremely disappointing, as he put it. I have to say, the green helpers of diminutive size and the antlered caribou have not yet been available for comment, but I imagine they're disappointed too.
I wonder why Rudolph's nose is red. That's the thing. Adam Gilchrist, he joins us every morning for the World View.